Well, then I would like to move into chapter 9, Climbing, Repelling. Tonight is probably going to be quite short as far as new information is concerned, because the two sections we're going to cover, the first one, Climbing and Repelling, really is mostly for our climbing brethren, the folks who are out on natural rock. But it does have applicability to what we do on a course. For those of you who have been out last weekend, you may have seen some of the factors that are in common. In COPE, our high elements are not designed to support rappelling. The climbing tower down at Goshen Scout Reservation is designed for rappelling. And if you're ever planning to spend time down there, please let me know, because I'd be more than happy to help make it possible for everyone who's attending these sessions to experience what rappelling is like. It is really a lot of fun. So, again, our high elements, they're not designed to support rappelling. The takeaways I want you to get from this. Rappelling, in my view and experience, is a much safer way to descend after working aloft than climbing down with the lobster claws and staples. When you're climbing down, you must perform a controlled descent, step by step, and you're tired, you're shaking probably, and it's much safer, much more enjoyable just to take a ride. And by a ride, I want you please to remember, in BSA, repellers are always belayed. On page 92 there's of the Belayon manual, there's a block that states that. Now, you can safely belay without, rappel yourself without being belayed. You can do a fireman's belay where a person on the ground is controlling your descent by putting tension on the rope that you're rappelling on. But still, in BSA, we have a top rope. We have a belay rope on you. So, climbing and rappelling, anchor systems. We've got anchors on our high elements, but they are fixed, or they are mechanical. They're on trolleys. The rope goes over a shear reduction device. The shear reduction device is either locked into place, or it's connected to a trolley that is locked onto the cable and rides back and forth. So much of the material in Belayon regarding climbing is about setting up anchors, setting up good anchors, testing anchors. Our anchors are inspected at least twice a year, once a year technically, twice a year by members of the committee. Let's see, belay pipes, we don't have any of those on our course. Belay cables. On our high elements, they all have belay cables, and we're connected onto that, and we stand on them, and we climb on them. Now, the section on page 90 about rappelling. Again, our elements are not designed for rappelling, though if you are staffing and you have to go aloft, that's a good time to practice, or when we're on a course next, we'll have to make some time to allow you to practice what that is like, so you can at least get that experience. But generally, when we're on the course, when we're participating, the facilitating, we will not have a reason to rappel. So this material on page 91, 92, and 93 is, please read it over, look at it, but only for expectation of when we're getting together at Goshen or when we're practicing interventions. And the section about auto block on page 95, that's something that we definitely need to practice. It's one of the knots I suggested learning how to tie is a prusik. The prusik is a for those of you who have done a taut line hitch, or those type of hitches that when tension is put on, it grabs the rope. A prusik is one of those forms. And the idea with an auto block is you basically tie a hitch onto the rope that's on the brake hand side, and it's attached to your harness in a way where if the rope starts getting pulled through the rappel, through the belay device, that cord will catch that rope, will hold it back as if it was another hand on your brake side. So any questions about rappelling?
Tony?
Yeah, Brad.
Is that spelled P-R-U-S-S-I-C, prusik?
P-R-U-S-S-I-C. Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. I just did a search on the belay on manual, and I don't see it in the... It's not showing up. I'll look elsewhere for it.
Well, Brad, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I don't know why I would suggest this such a thing. I'll need to check that in the future. But there are a series of knots, several types of knots. The Kleimheist, Kleimheist, the Blake's Hitch, several of them. Thank you. I will have to make a note and make sure that I don't make that mistake in the future. But
no, I was just looking for an example of it. I'm going to an internet search right now.
I'm sorry. Try P-R-U-S-I-K.
Yeah, that's what's showing up now. Yep, let me go back to P-R-U-S-I-K in the belay on manual. Bingo. Shows up on page 104.
Take a look at page 81.
81? Okay. Oh, I see the climb heist. You're right. Okay. And the prusik knot. Okay, I see them. So, yep, thank you.
And you notice how the prusik is just an overhand knot, a lark's head?
Yeah.
And then it's just actually, it's the working part is passed through that loop a second time.
I see that.
And before you use it, you pull on it parallel to the rope to make sure it's grabbing. If it isn't, put another pass through, as additional passes as necessary. Notice also with the prusik, since we're talking about that, on page 81, the first paragraph, the last sentence of the first paragraph, cord used with the prusik knot should be 4 millimeters smaller or 60 to 65% smaller than the rope to which it's secured. Very, very important point. Now, the other thing is there are other hitches that are much quicker to tie than the prusik. The prusik, in order for it to work, you have to be very careful how you dress it to make sure everything lays flat. But once it's tied, it'll stay tied. You can throw it on the ground, you can throw it in a bag, and it will generally stay in a good condition. Most other hitches, when you're not loading them, will start to untie themselves to the point where they may slip too much before they start grabbing. But if you look, if you go online and look up abseiling, climbing with prusiks, it's fascinating watching what people can do with those things. And in fact, Are there any more questions about climbing and rappelling? Key thing is everyone is top roped. Now, when we're climbing up the pole, we're using lobster claws, and then we're connected to the pole safely because we've got a life safety system on, and we're using it properly. When we're not on lobster claws, we need to be belayed. Well, hopefully that's now abundantly clear.